know you were there.
Why?
Because my sound was off.
Oh. Can you hear me now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I wonder what that guy's doing now.
He's still making those commercials.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just for a different company.
But he's still saying, can you hear me now?
No, but he's playing the same character.
Oh, okay. Well, good for him. He found a thing and made it work for him. So, what's new?
Just working. Filling out of a Tennessee holiday package program form for my brother.
What's that?
It is a package of, it's basically like when you're a kid and you take the Sears catalog to your parents at Christmas and circle all the G.I. Joes that you want.
Oh, yeah.
That's what Jeremy did, except it's all candy and coffee and stuff.
Huh.
I'm going through it. He wants Pop-Tarts. Milkshake Pop-Tarts.
Huh. Are they transparent?
No, there's no...
What? Transparent?
Sean asked me that, too.
What? It doesn't exist? What?
And, there's no, like, equipment on here, so there's no transparent stuff.
Oh, okay.
Brian, were you not here for that part of the thing?
No, I missed that part.
So, in prison, they made...
You've got a little bit of an accent when you talk about prison, for some reason.
They have transparent items, so you can't hide shit. So, you could get a TV, but it's like one of those 90s TVs that's transparent.
Oh, like the one of the phones?
Yeah, so you can't, they make sure you're not hiding like a shit in there.
So, he wants one 10-count of Hostess banana Twinkies.
I didn't even know they made banana Twinkies.
Well, you do now.
Awesome.
4 Hostess white chocolate fudge Ding Dongs, 2-count.
2-count.
Huh. And I hate that I have to, like, pay attention to this because he will complain if you don't get him the right thing.
I would too, dude.
Do you think that you would be in any position to complain?
I don't know. I haven't been to prison.
Depends on what I did.
If I was falsely
accused. All I'd be doing is complaining. That's a good point. No, yeah. Jeremy was not falsely accused. 5
It was a one-armed man. Put him in there.
5
Yeah, dude, if the one-armed man killed my wife, I would complain all the time.
He has blamed many people for it, but 5 Mrs. Freshly's apple pie.
All right, that's made up.
That's a pretty specific thing for an apple pie.
That's just drugs.
Mrs. Freshly.
That's code word for drugs.
8 drugs.
That is a 5 of those.
I wonder what the
are 120 apiece.
120.
I wonder what the prison value of those is.
Dude, price is no option for him. Oh, back to cookies. He wants more cookies.
Yeah, I bet these got some like major trading value to him or something.
We already discussed that at length. That these are not things he actually wants. These are just things he needs to swap.
Mrs. Fields white fudge brown cookie. Actually, his last email, he said that he wants these so he won't have to actually interact with the rest of the population.
Huh. You know, unlike the Christmas book from Sears and circling every G.I. Joe in there, these actually sound like reasonable purchases. I mean,
but Mrs. Freshly's apple pies, how does that stop him from interacting with other inmates?
Because then he doesn't have to go outside and eat in the cafeteria, is what he's saying.
So Mrs. Freshly's?
I don't know. I have no idea.
So he's just going to live off of cheap, sugary stuff?
Well, I'm not done yet.
Oh, okay. Are you sending him like a ham?
Come on, dude.
You should send him a ham.
He wants...
Go ahead, Mike.
He starred this. I don't know what star means. Does that mean...
He really wants it.
He really wants this, probably. 5 old-fashioned assorted lemonade hard candy.
Huh.
I was going to say, Mario turns star means invincible, so...
Invincible
He wants candy. Invincible.
Well, candy. Some hard candies are pretty invincible.
You know, absolutely.
He wants 5 Gracie's Goodies Cherry Sour Balls.
No.
I don't see 5 Gracie's Goodies Sour Balls.
No,
sugar-free?
I'm sure if you were there, you'd see a lot of sour balls.
Where is
the only guy doing sugar-free things? He's like, what the fuck?
I don't... Of course, he does this all the time. Okay, Gracie's Goody Cherry Sour Balls. He wants 5 of those.
Well, if you're just joining us, welcome to week 684 of the Crankcast.
Was it last week 684?
Sure yes. Was.
5 Mamba Fruit Chews Tropic Flavor.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, dude, go.
Gotta get some Mambas.
Fuck yeah.
I don't even know what that is.
A Mamba is like a
snake.
A chewy rectangular fruit thing.
It's a thing,
I think is what you would call it.
It's a disputably better Starburst.
Yeah, it's like a bigger, thicker Starburst.
Gracie's Goodies Sugar-Free Starlight Mints.
Well, what's awesome is that you eat
one Starlight Mints?
He wants 5 of them. It's a bag. It's only 30 cents, though.
I didn't think anyone wanted Starlight Mints.
Yeah.
They're nice to leave on the pillows.
I didn't know they were sugar-free. All right.
Wait, are those the green ones? Those green mints?
Starlight Mints? No, the red and white straight peppermint things.
Oh.
What else does he want? The rest of this is pretty much blank. It is all just candy. Why does he want that?
They probably don't give you candy in prison, right? But you can probably get candy sent for you.
And this is definitely... Yeah, this is definitely for trading, isn't it?
Yeah, well, he had everyone write down what candy they wanted.
Yeah, I think when he says he doesn't want to have to interact, it means he's paying people off to leave him alone.
Yeah, this is just a different way for him to get me to send him money. I'm just giving him money in candy form.
I would be like, I want 14 packages of Little Debbie Star Crunches.
What was the...
10 packages of...
Was it ramen in Brooklyn Nine-Nine? Yeah. They traded with ramen?
Yeah, it seems like even ramen would be healthier than the stuff he's asking for.
They have a whole section, like, all the meats and like, all kinds of stuff. And seafood! There's fucking seafood!
Seafood? You trade
them?
Yeah! Hmm.
Fisherman's tuna in spicy Thai chili sauce.
Well, maybe he's happy with the commissary fish. Hard saying. But he's a short timer, so he ain't got much to worry about anymore.
Oh, you think this is the last list I'm gonna get?
Is there a birthday between now and when he gets out?
Well, he already had his birthday was 2 days after yours.
Oh, okay.
Well, when is your birthday, buddy?
It's the 5th. It was the 5th.
Of November?
It was.
Happy birthday.
Well, thanks.
Yeah, man. What'd you do for it?
Clean gutters.
Well, Highland.
Clean gutters.
Yep.
Okay, I'm all right with that. That sounds all right.
That was useful. It served a purpose.
Depends on how wet they are. Wet leaves on the gutters. It's pretty gross.
Yeah, it smells pretty bad, too, after they've sat there for a minute.
Yeah.
You know, I am sick and tired of all of my attempts at Guy Box jokes.
Well, we understood.
There's like one time a year I get to do this.
Dive box?
Just all falls on deaf ears.
Yeah, because Crank, your birthday is on Guy Fox Day.
Oh, Guy Fox. I thought he said dive box.
Oh, Sky Fox.
I remember that game.
Fox in the Cloud.
Did, because usually our weather around here, like, follows yours by a day or so?
Yeah.
Did you guys get the crazy ice storm?
We didn't get an ice storm.
It's snowing right now.
Oh, okay.
pretty solidly.
I walked out this morning to find...
It's more of a southern thing.
I walked out this morning to find everything cased in ice.
Uh-huh. That's going to happen.
You didn't have a mild geostorm?
No, this happens. I mean, this has been happening since I was a kid.
I know, but sometimes you have geostorms and you think they're ice storms.
Did you get ice stormed? Did you get geostorms?
Is Gerard Butler there?
Is Gerard Butler in your house?
I think my parents used to have a geostorm. They kind of looked like a Corolla, right?
It's possible.
If you were a high school geography teacher, how would you not have a lesson called geostorm?
Wait, was geostorm like one of those alternate universe, like, X-Men people?
She was
like the geostorm?
No. No. What you're saying is real stupid. Don't do that.
Wow.
So?
Now I'm terrified.
Man.
What I'm saying is the 5th of November is Guy Fawkes Day.
Oh my God. Stop trying to make Guy Fawkes Day happen.
It already did happen. It happens every year. Completely without his aid.
Gunpowder fire plot.
Mike, you get really salty when you're dealing with stuff with your brother.
Really? Did you figure that out? How long has it taken?
Mike, we just come down and eat a strawberry milkshake Pop-Tart.
Oh, man. That just sounds gross.
A Mrs. Frederick's apple pie?
Have those at Trader Joe's?
They probably have some equivalent that's gluten-free.
No way. No.
2, 3, 8, 7.
Yeah. Fine.
Frank, did you get paid by Charles? He said he just paid you.
He's paying me.
Yeah. Why now you got the quick pay. He loves quick paying people.
Oh, are we up to date, by the way?
No.
We aren't?
Me and you, no.
Oh, fuck. I'll fix that.
And feel free to invoice me for all of the C2E2 comic anytime you want.
And no, I haven't gotten from Charles, and I don't know how much we're doing for the C2E2 comic, so that's why I was waiting till the end.
Okay. It's a 10-pager.
Hey, business with the Crankcast.
Yeah.
We're just crankcasting around.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if I trust this whole new Charles arrangement.
Well, because I do all the, you know, designing the book and printing it out and stuff, he handles all the finances on the book.
Oh.
That's his job. Except for when I was paying you via check.
Huh. Yeah, this is spooky and new and different.
I know, that's sort of strange.
You know what else is strange? What?
Wait, what's strange?
Oh, I was going to say that, you know, they were stating, like, pretty roundly that health insurance stuff was going to go up about 10% this year because of the dropping dropping the clause where, you know, you were supposed to have it. You had to have it or else you got penalized.
Mm-hmm.
My insurance went up like 800%.
What?
Yeah.
Doctor?
Say what?
Is it because he went to the doctor?
I guess so. I have no idea. I mean, they got rid of all the real...
Did you turn like a benchmark age?
I don't think that's the problem. When I signed up...
It goes up as you get older.
When I signed up for 2018, you know, I had to go through and I found it. And I just went with the cheap plan because I didn't know what I wanted. Or, like, what I'd need, really.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew I wasn't on regular medications. And probably, you know, unless something bad happened, most of my doctor's visits were just going to be, you know, 2, 3, 4 times a year checkup things or whatever. So, you know, I went with the cheap plan. And because of the... You know, how much I make a year, I got a partial, they call it like a tax credit thing or whatever, but it's like a subsidy from the government to offset the cost of the health insurance.
Sure.
And with that, the cheapest plan was like $18 a month.
What?
Right. Well, it's not an $18 a month plan. I'm saying with the subsidy I was getting from the government. Yeah. You know? I was paying $18 a month plus whatever, you know, when I had to pay my co-pays and stuff like that. But, and it wasn't a great plan. I mean, you know, like the deductible was super high and crap like that. But it got me covered so I didn't have to, you know, worry about a penalty or anything for last year.
It was basically just catastrophic coverage.
I mean, you know, it lowered my copays for going in for visits and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't like, I mean, the deductible was like $6,000 or $7,000 or something like that. Yeah. And the, before they would start paying on stuff, there was a, whatever the, Well, that's a deductible. But there was something else that was weird about it that was really high, too.
It's pretty much just a catastrophic.
Yeah. You know, yeah, it would cover my ass in case I got it like a $30,000 bill or something. Right. But that was fine because, by and large, it didn't really change how I lived or anything, you know? So I guess because of this, like, you know, and there were a handful of plans that were around that. This just happened to be the cheapest with the most of what I thought I'd need, you know? So I go and check this year, and there is not one plan that even with, like, get, you know, assuming that I'm getting the same subsidy this year, because I still have to work out how much. See, this is the other weird thing about health insurance. They want you to, you know, you have to have it filed by the 15th of December. So that you're...
Remember the 15th of December.
Exactly. Yeah. So that you have to, you know, you have to do all this in the middle of December, but they want you to know how much you're going to make and have made in this year, which you can't know until after January.
Right.
You know? So, and if you're wrong and you wind up getting money because you say you made X amount, but you actually made more than that, then, you know, you have to, like, pay all this money to the government back, kind of thing.
They're going to come get you.
So that, I think that's a very weird setup in that they want you to have your financial information before you could possibly have it.
It's like, just an estimate.
Yeah. Nice.
You're not supposed to know it exactly.
But
I know because I have to do it too. But
I assume that's set up because they're just assuming that most people have regular jobs with like expected income. You know, they don't really take.
I don't know. I think that's more for the people like us actually, because that never changes. You don't have to know when you're.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like they're approaching it from the point of, well, you must have a salary or a regular paying job that you can actually, you know, somewhat accurately guess how much you're going to make in a year. You know. Whereas, I mean, you know, with me, it's like, well, you know, there's some months I make some amount, some months I make another amount. Depends on how much work I'm getting, you know? And I never know, at least until December. Like, I'm not going to have any kind of good idea of what I'm getting. That's if everybody pays me in this year. Like, you know? But anyway, so, yeah, I go and look at the plans this year, and there is not one plan that, even with the subsidy, is under $149 a month. Or $142 a month, I think it was. So I, you know, I'm going from looking at plans that are under $20 a month to plans that are at $150 a month.
I'm shocked that you could get something that cheap to begin with.
$150 a month? Is that cheap? I don't know.
Yes, extremely cheap. But I was looking for just like a cheap plan, it was like $300.
Wow. I think that I paid at least $400 a month for years.
But you guys all have stuff where you use it more regularly, right? I mean,
No, so it depends on how good you want the coverage to be. Now, this isn't with copays and stuff. This is just a insurance premium.
So you're talking just for not even using it, essentially, except to go in for
not
checkups.
Even using it.
Wow, that is insane that was ever that high to begin with. I love it when the jackhammer kicks in.
Yeah, me too.
But, I mean, you got to understand, I'm still coming at this from a position of this is the first time I've had to deal with insurance was this year.
Yeah,
you know?
Super.
Like, because I was thinking, you know, I mean, not in the early 90s, my first full-time job, right? I was on the tail end of all this because it was in mid-90s that, like, insurance really started falling apart. But, like, when I went full-time in 1993, I think. Yeah, it was about a year after I got out of high school. Because I worked at this place part-time up until then. But this place paid for shit. Like, barely over minimum wage plus, and minimum wage was only like 3-something back then. But they their insurance program was really good. Like, I was fully covered and didn't have to pay a cent. I had dental and eye stuff. It was all, like, included, and they paid for it all. And it was like, you know, I had to pay my copays or whatever the hell it was, but or like, you know, my doctor's visit copays and stuff. But like, as far as the insurance premiums and everything went, I was covered. And so that, yeah, this was like 93 to like 96 or 95, I think, because it was right around there that even like, you know, that company started restructuring and employees had to chip in for the stuff, and plus the coverage got worse. You know.
Here's my suggestion. Don't worry about it. Spend the next 2 weeks. What's the due date on insurance?
12/15 is when you have to be registered again or whatever.
Okay, you got about a month. You need to find a man or a woman you can marry.
Yeah, get on it.
Fucking amazing job.
Get it.
Good insurance.
You can do this, Crank.
Yeah. You can do it. Don't worry about any of that shit.
Do it. Do it, Crank. Yeah. You can do this.
Yeah. That sounds like a life plan.
Yeah.
Because, man, saved my life.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did.
Literally.
Did, yeah.
Huh. Well, you still would have had procedures that just would have been.
Would I?
I mean, I don't know.
Oh, and that's the thing I'm seriously considering, because since they took the penalty away, I'm seriously considering just dropping the insurance again, you know?
Crank, you need insurance.
You need insurance.
You're going to be... You're going to need that insurance.
$150 is a lot of money every month, man.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, dude. So little. Oh.
But you are so unhealthy.
Am I? Because
yes.
I've been to the doctor and I'm, you know, aside from that weird little blood thing, I'm fine.
You argued with your doctor about...
I just said I wanted to try to control it through other means than just going straight to medication. And she said, okay.
You know what? I forget. Yeah, you're right. Don't pay for insurance, actually.
She said, okay. I wasn't like
because
she said...
it doesn't matter if you do.
Okay.
You're not going to believe the doctor anyway.
Well... I'm not going to argue that, dude, but point is that I went to the doctor and essentially I'm fine.
Essentially you're fine is not you're fine.
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, you know, I probably got at least another 20 years in me. Unless something super bad happens. Like, I don't know, you push me down a flight of steps or something. Yeah.
Well, it's a good thing you're not here right now.
Yeah, that'd be ironic, wouldn't it? Me saying I'm fine and I'm going to drop my insurance and then you hurt me? Just to prove a point? That'd be funny.
I wouldn't do it to prove a point.
But I don't know. So I'm looking at all these plans and they're... Again, I'm still confused because some stuff covers some things and some stuff covers don't or doesn't cover things. And trying to look at all the various plans and seeing what's... And all of them in any kind of price range I can afford have a deductible high enough that it's like... You know, unless something actually happens, I'm never going to hit that deductible anyway. So, you know, like...
Hit the motherfucking deductible!
So I'm looking at stuff, and if it's a difference between, like, a $7,000 deductible and a $4,000 deductible, well, $3,000 really doesn't make that much of a difference, because if I'm not going to hit $4,000, I'm not going to hit $7,000 either, right? Like, and if I... If something bad enough happens, I don't think $3,000 is going to matter anyway, because we're going to look at, like, you know, $100,000 hospital bill or something, right? It's just all kind of confusing. I feel like a caveman dealing with fire. Insurance bad, Mike. Run.
Anybody have anything they want to say to him about this?
I ran out of steam for it. Yeah. It was too exhausting.
Me too.
Okay.
You need insurance. That's okay. The bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
Okay. Yep. So, I'm just remarking that, you know, their 10% estimate of inflation there was a little off. Because it seems like healthcare went up a lot more than that to me.
Probably not wrong.
But anyway, what else is new?
You killed Stan Lee.
Oh.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
I you know, it's weird because, I mean, we knew that day was coming, right? He was an old guy.
I said it was going to happen this year.
Yeah.
What, do you want a prize?
No, I don't want
to. He wants a no prize.
Yes, I want a no prize.
Oh, let's give him like a prize. No set.
Excelsior.
Snit. There's that photo of a guy dressed like Captain America and Wolverine at his star in Hollywood Walk of Fame. Like, in memorial. There's two characters that he had nothing to do with creating.
Did you see the one where it's him sitting at a drafting table?
Yeah.
Instead
of, like, creating all the... Oh, man, it's too many of these tributes are so, like, they're... Their head's in the right place, but they're so dumb and embarrassing.
Thanos turns into...
Yeah, fucking... yeah. So embarrassing.
I mean, I get it, but it's so dumb. What you did was dumb.
Yeah, but the sentiment's in the right place, right?
The sentiment's in the right place, but it's dumb.
I gotta find that. Oh my god, there's so many.
There's so many of him, like, disappearing, like, in Infinity War, and that's disturbing.
Really?
Yes, that's the one I saw.
He's so well done.
Where he's just disappearing into ash, and I was like, that bothers me. That's disturbing.
What?
Oh, what? Why is he in a drafting table?
Yeah.
Well, I guess it's better than if they, you know, get him up as like Ben Kenobi, and if you struck him down, he only comes back stronger.
Mm-hmm.
Why can nobody conceive of anybody who works in comics that doesn't draw stuff?
I think it's the exact opposite at this point.
Really?
Except for Stan Lee. But yeah.
I mean, you can set a drafting table and write, right?
That's true.
No, people who read comics don't care, give a shit about people who draw comics, but everybody who's not in the comics thinks that if you work in comics...
Well, it's because everybody, if you don't work in comics, you think one person does everything.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. When I say I'm a letterer, they ask me if I wrote the book, so...
Yeah.
And you say, how,
how pompous do you think somebody is that if they write comics, they want you to call them a letterer? That's an insane title. If you're just a normal person, you're just like, oh, he's not a writer, he's a letterer.
Yeah, well,
yes, I saw that one too. Yep,
it's understandable. Yep. I mean, laymen don't get
it. Is Thanos's fault? Yep,
don't get the nuances of the jobs.
They're looking at really embarrassing tributes.
But I'm not gonna dig on them because like at least they had their heart in the right place. It's better than people who are just being jerks, you know. So,
oh my god.
But yeah, I mean, anyway, going back to what I was saying, it's like I felt sad that, you know, at the news that he died, but at the same time, I'm like, man, I'm surprised he made it this long, you know?
No, it's we talked about it over here. It's just, yeah, it's sad he's gone, but it was coming, and you can't feel sad for somebody that did everything.
Yeah, I mean, the dude led a really full, long life.
Highlander had to, like, go to the quickening
summit. Yeah, right. He has to enjoy the prize.
Yeah. So, I mean...
Which, you know, the prize is being able to hear what everybody's thinking, and that sounds like not something I would murder a bunch of people for.
It would be nice if instead of dying, he could just sail off to the west. Enjoy it.
Actually, I think the real...
You're trying to get on my nerves. Because you know that was a metaphor, not a literal thing that happens.
Totally literal.
I think, correct me if I'm wrong, even though it was stated that the prize was the, you know, the hearing everybody, but I think the real prize was actually just being able to become mortal and live out the rest of a normal life.
That's true. That is. That's the bigger... Yeah, you're right.
I mean,
I'm talking about, like, the powers part of it.
Yeah.
Like, the whole idea was that he was supposed to bring peace to everybody because he could.
Are you talking Neil Breen?
Sort of what Neil Breen thinks of himself, yes.
Team Breen?
Team Breen.
Neil Breen's going to bring peace to everyone?
I made a t-shirt.
A piece of what?
I don't think we'll be able to get in time for us to see the Neil Breen movie.
Oh.
1 hour tease that shit.
Team Green, huh?
After you pay the $7 shipping for 8-10-day business, you might as well just pay for the 1 hour piece printing. I guess we didn't figure out if you save money by if we all bought it together.
Oh, hey, guess what else?
Uh-oh. What?
Sorry, unrelated, but I just realized and remembered it. I got my my badge for C2E2. Well, I didn't get my badge. I paid for my badge. But my application was accepted. I'm a legitimate letterer in C2E2's eyes. I'm a pro.
Did you tell them that you lettered the comic?
Say what?
Did you tell them you lettered the comic?
So you're a pretty good artist?
Yeah, I'm a great writer, too.
How good are you at being an artist?
Oh, you know, I'm a letter artist. I'm a letterist.
Really, you should be called the writer of the comic book.
Mm-hmm. I'm the producer of the comic.
He's the guy actually putting the actual words in the book.
He's not writing them. He's taking a word document and cutting and pasting.
Yeah, but...
So I'm the pasterist?
I didn't write
the
paster. It in the book.
Yeah, you know what? People named Chandler don't actually make candles anymore either. But
is that where that comes from?
Is it Candler?
Is it Candlemaker?
It's yeah, like
the Butcher, the Baker, and the Chandler.
It's like
Mario doesn't plumb anything.
It's like Fletcher was an arrow maker.
That's not a problem in that world.
So yeah. Anyway, C2E2. Woo.
Woo. I still have to find out if I'm
safe. Yeah, me too.
And
calm right down. Calm down, Crank. I don't know. I don't pay attention to anything.
Ooh. And when is it? It's March this year. March 22nd to the 24th.
Stupid March weather.
Hey, but guess what? Alicia Silverstone's going to be there.
What?
Oh, yeah.
She sure is.
So that's something. You get to look forward to me and Alicia Silverstone.
I'm going to get my copy of The Crush signed.
Yeah, me too.
Right on. No, and to answer your question, I did not tell them I was lettering the comic. I did tell them that I worked with you and that I'd put you down as my reference this year.
Boy.
Because I figured that would, you know, point it out, but, yeah. Oh, Summer Glau's going to be there, too.
She's always there.
Is she?
I don't know.
Is Brian Strong going to be there?
You've been glowed.
I don't know. I don't know what's going on here. Anyway, though. So, hey, Mike, you got a couch I can sleep on?
Yeah, of course I do.
Groovy.
You, in the... I thought last time you got your own place.
Can you sleep on your couch too, Mike?
Do I?
I'll sleep on Mike's couch.
Did you not get your own place? No, that was McKeever. McKeever gets his own place.
Oh, I have a couple times.
Yeah.
There were especially like following years where I felt like I goofed up the previous year, so I went and got a place instead. So, yeah. Sometimes I do. They actually said when I, because, you know, Repop's got the, one of those deals worked out, I guess, where they can point you towards hotels to stay in and stuff.
Sure.
So after I bought the ticket, they redirect you to a page that says, well, do you want to book your stuff now or whatever, you know?
Book your stuff.
And they actually said there weren't hotels available in that block of time.
Mm.
And I'm like, is that stuff really booked up that early now? Like,
yes, it is.
That's probably true.
It is wild. People love the con.
Huh. Well, that's kooky.
I don't know why I said
speaking
it like
of which,
that.
I got to figure out where I'm going to stay for Emerald City. This is so hard.
You can stay with me.
I thought you lived in the city.
No, I'm not. Okay, but you can stay with me.
Yeah, sure. I'll stay with you. I'll sit on your couch for Emerald City.
Hey.
There's no wizard or someone you can stay with.
It's
difficult to get there, but.
All right.
No, that was really dumb, but I thought that was funny.
I wish I could have heard it. It probably would have been funny.
No.
I heard something about a wizard he could stay with, and that was all.
That's all you heard.
That's all it was.
Oh.
That was the funny joke, because the Emerald City.
Didn't you get it? R-D-R-R.
R-D-R-R.
Oh. Sorry, I'm completely confused, because I was talking about one con, and you're talking about a whole different one. Yeah. I just realized that. Huh. Well, isn't that funny?
You okay?
No.
You gonna be all right?
No.
I feel like we're spiraling towards a serious argument.
Really? You getting all, you getting all aggro on me, bro?
Joke.
The Wing of Oz Park.
I like that I only got that because I turned around and saw the stupid face he was making.
Get it?
I get it. Sean did a reaction face like he was on TV or something.
You said that joke bombed.
He's doing it again. Oh, it's a different one. Oh, I need a set of
Sean
of
reaction
Sean
gifts.
Reactions.
Sean OGs.
Sean OGs.
Actually, I just make those with the phone
because
I have my face in there.
Dun dun dun. So, why don't you guys tell me something?
I don't know what there is. I'm always working.
In the rhyme, it mentions gunpowder and treason and plot.
Oh God!
Which is why.
Well, in the spirit of that, Mike, I don't think Emmons knows that I read while I eat.
Oh Yeah, you do read while you eat.
Yeah, and you know, I was reading this morning while I was eating.
Yeah.
And I'm almost all the way through the second of those Dark Materials books.
Mm-hmm.
What, you should stop after the second one.
I kind of wish I just would have stopped before I read them.
Why?
Because they're weird. Like, the morality in these books is not great.
They're so good.
Well, I don't think it's prescriptive. Like,
no, they've got kids that don't give a shit about killing people. Like,
the morality of Thomas Covenant is not stellar either, and yet, you know.
Well, yeah, but that's not, you know, it's sort of a different thing. He doesn't believe that world exists or anything, you know? Like, so he feels like there's no consequences for anything he does until he realizes it is, and then he's racked with remorse.
Well, isn't that kind of what's happening here?
No, because like
their entire world is illusory.
Like, for instance, you know.
Which one is the Dark Materials?
That's the one with the giant armored bears, the Golden Compass movie.
Okay, Golden Compass. All right, gotcha. Yeah. That's the one with everybody has a spirit animal.
Yeah, yeah. And just the motivations for people doing stuff is real muddy in most of this. Like, I don't know, man. It's just not, I don't know. And why does it get worse after the second one?
Because the third book is just bad. I disagree.
There's like six of them, right?
Made you fucking cry like a little child.
I mean, I'm not saying I'm not saying it lacks emotional impact or that it's not.
Or that I'm a sociopath.
Decent. Or that I'm a sociopath. Although I am.
Reality.
But it's just not, it doesn't follow the same structure as the other two. And you expect a payoff, and it doesn't happen.
It's got a payoff. Yeah. Just sad.
Sir, paid off.
I don't know. I really enjoyed those books, but I haven't read them in 15 years, so.
Yeah, it's weird to think. I mean, these were like mid-90s books. And it shows in the fact that they're still like payphones and stuff.
<You know>? Well, who the fuck knows? I mean, there's also, like, a guy flying a hot air balloon from the nation of Texas.
Well, no, but I'm saying even in the second book that's partially in our world, you know? Like, what's yeah, it's supposed to be our world.
Is it?
Yeah, yeah, he says it's supposed to be our world in the intro. Like,
there's an intro?
The Lillian?
There's an intro in the first book that says this is going to be a trilogy, and the second book takes place in our world, is what it says. Oh. And it's written by him, so I assume it's correct.
What's the boy's name?
Your mama.
Will?
Boy. Because I remember it being really jarring, and you're like, what the fuck?
His name is jarring?
Because this first book sort of ends at a place that you're like, wait a shit, what the fuck's going to happen now? And then all of a sudden it's just about this other kid for like 100 pages.
The thing I didn't get about the first one is, okay, like, Roger...
Her name is C.W. Jarring.
Her buddy Roger was like her big motivation to get up there and rescue him and all that jazz. Which... Then at the end, spoilers for, you know, anybody who hasn't read this, but then at the end, when he gets his soul severed or whatever.
Yeah. Soul severed?
He's still alive, and she just leaves him in the snow and walks off into the bridge.
That's not clear in my life.
Like, and he can't do anything for himself. And apparently he's going to die, I guess.
Well, I got my soul severed.
You assume he's going to die anyway? But
yeah.
Just the fact that he's still, you know, living and breathing right there, and she just leaves him in the snow and walks away. Like, I'm like, wait a minute, hold on, you know? Does that make any sense? Like, because that was her whole point, was to rescue him, and then she winds up, like, giving him up to her father or whatever. You know, I don't know. Like, it was kooky.
Very strange episode of Smallville.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It was. So I'm waiting for Dr. Hawkman MD to show up. But that might save the whole thing, I think.
Different show.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah, I mean, I'm going to keep reading it, because it's not, I mean, I'm not saying it's terrible, I'm just saying that there's, like, a lot of, like, questionable choices.
It's horrible. It's horrible.
I think you're going to cast the deciding vote for Sean, I ask whether the third book is bad.
I think the other big thing was his prose are, like, a million times better than the, like, early J.K. Rowling shit. Mm-hmm. And so when I was reading it, I was like, oh, this guy actually knows how to fucking write.
I mean,
in scope and theme, I would compare it to The Hunger Games, even though it's
but
not
I
like,
hated the writing of The Hunger Games.
I know, and that's the thing, right? It's so much better writing than
Hunger Games. Yeah, the writing, especially at the first Hunger Games, is trash.
The Hungry Games.
Get it.
I'm trying to put myself back in, like, you know, because when those books came out, I would have been in my 20s.
Yeah.
early 20s. If I would have like read them then as opposed to reading them now, I wonder how I would have felt about them. Like, I mean, not Hunger
Games. That one reminded me the most of like Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe kind of vibe.
Yeah. Yeah, I can get that out of that.
And the type of writing.
Because it is, I mean, I'm assuming these were meant to be like YA books, right?
Yeah.
Because the writing is sort of like, I mean, it's not dumb. It's not like reading, well, it's not like reading Hunger Games or something.
Yeah, I never feel like he talks down to the reader.
Right. But it, at the same time, it also does seem like it's somewhat, not in plot structure, but like in motivations and people's, why they're doing things, their emotional states and stuff like that. It seems like that's simplified somewhat.
It's not like trying to read Dune.
Yeah, it's not like trying to read Lord of the Rings either.
Yeah.
I mean, exactly, because Lord of the Rings was really... I don't know how I read them as young as I did, because those are really long books.
It's the most boring... It's the most boring books of all.
And all those passages of people singing and stuff.
Like, a manual on how to construct, like, I don't know. I'm sure they're boring, more boring books.
Maybe the Iliad?
Yeah. Iliad is more boring than Lord of the Rings. There you go.
But they're like the same.
I would argue. Well, what part of Lord of the Rings? Are we counting the Silmarillion?
No, we're just talking the core three books.
Four?
Three, yeah.
Five?
Six?
87.
No, you're right.
I think that fourth book went off on the boat under the other world and passed on.
I think
the on the islands in the west.
The story is very interesting and fun, but
Frodo's Islands of Adventure.
How he chooses to write that is like the snooziest shit.
Mm, I've been snoozy.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So snoozy.
I love The Hobbit. I just don't like the writing in the other three.
No, I get into the writing. Like I like the writing more than the story a lot.
Conscious getting aroused.
Oh man.
It's true.
It's like when I read the Iliad and they spend like 10 pages talking about how many horses that dude owns. Horses.
Well, so part of the Iliad also is the translation.
Yeah.
Like, the Lattimore translation is a lot fun to read. Others, not so much.
What I'm pretty much saying is I don't give a fuck about horses. about horses.
So, I'm saying somebody wrote well about horses. You
no,
could be,
I don't care.
Uh-oh, I think you just offended Ryan.
I'll look at a fucking horse. I'll ride a horse.
No, you won't.
A horse is cool.
When's the last time you rode a horse?
19.
I can't think of a self-respecting horse that would let you ride it.
Exactly. That thing would fuck you off.
I just don't want to hear about its breeding, who's its, their father's father's horse.
So what you're saying is Lord of the Rings is an incredibly accurate title.
Yes.
No, the National Lampoon version?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was that book boring? I read it when I was a kid.
Lord of the Rings? It was boring when I read it, but I read it when I was a kid, and I didn't get it, I think. So.
Also, stop making the movie so much longer. How much longer can they be?
They've stopped making the movies, haven't they?
Yeah.
No, they're still like, going. What? I feel like somehow, every year they gain an hour.
The movies have become self-aware. They're growing.
This Amazon TV show, it's just going to be about fucking horses, isn't it?
Fucking horses. I don't think that's legal.
Well,
if you're a horse, it is.
Oh,
yeah,
of course.
Can fuck all they want.
Yeah, a horse can have sex with a horse. Even though
in public, even. Yeah, they have more rights than us.
Yeah, they do.
Huh.
Can't hold him back.
Anyway, Dave, if you're listening, I'm really sorry.
Oh, yeah? You're ruining his life.
Dave?
Sorry. I enjoy your drawings.
Dave Stokes.
Oh.
I'd much rather look at your drawings, though.
Dave Stokes is
he
all
like
about the frames. He's super into horses.
I thought you were talking about horse sex.
He's at home, and he's like, yay!
I don't think he listens to this.
You've assaulted horses, Lord of the Rings, and Dave Stokes' accent.
Yeah, I don't care, man.
So, what else do you want to say about him?
I can say what I want.
Would you like to talk about the clothes he wears?
Yeah, guess what? I had cancer, so I can say what I want.
Is that
look,
what
You can't do that.
Yeah.
No.
That's the cardinal rule. Yay.
Yeah.
What do you get? Like 3 years, right? 3 years of that.
That sounds right, yeah.
3 years of saying whatever you want?
Uh-huh.
I feel like this is wrong-headed.
Trump's a good president.
I think you used it all up right there, man.
I hate this version of you.
All of a sudden this red hat is on my
head. Oh, fuck you. That was funny.
You know, I was watching a movie, and a character had a red hat on.
Uh-huh.
I was like, man, they really ruined red hats for a long time.
Yeah, he did.
Like, what's the
Bart Simpson's hat?
What's the time span between now and when can we wear red hats
never.
Again?
Probably never. Yeah.
There's
going to be a period where we can do it ironically, but then some other form
it's always going
to
be
arrive, and we're going to realize, oh,
you're going to have generations die off that don't remember that remember
it's going to be like 2030. I can't wear a red hat.
Remember when Michael Jordan tried to have that Hitler mustache in the Fruit of Loom commercial? He tried. Nothing's been ruined forever.
But
that's
he did
a lot of time.
But he forgot to combo it with a Charlie Chaplin suit.
Oh, and like a spinning machine.
Yeah.
You think that would have helped the commercial?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think we'll be able to reclaim the long hair on top, shaved sides thing that the neo-Nazis ruined?
Wait, what?
The haircut that the Spencers and shit were wearing.
Only if you have a ponytail with it.
Whoa!
Because that was a cool haircut in the 90s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Highlander, the cartoon.
Yeah. But they kind of took it away.
Yeah. It did look real comfortable, that haircut.
No, it doesn't. It looks dumb.
It does. The sides all super smooth and soft and on the sides.
Are you talking about Highlander the cartoon?
No.
It's like a wide mohawk. Yeah.
I had a friend in high school with that haircut where it was shaved on the sides with just the ponytail top.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Well, that was a big thing in the 90s, I remember. A lot of metal guys had the shaved sides.
He was a metal guy. He also had...
Did he have steps? Because some of my friends did steps instead of just straight fades. Yeah.
No. But he also had these weird glasses you could put on, and it would flash, lights in your eyes, and it would make you have lucid dreams.
What? What?
Do you guys remember this?
No, because that never happened, dude.
It was
dude.
A thing in the 90s.
What the fuck is wrong with my...
Skywalk analogs.
Yeah, the lucid dream generator.
Yeah.
You put them on, you listen to music, and you...
You do lucid dreaming.
Get some weird
Muppet babies. Or
yeah.
Whatever. Yeah.
Muppet babies.
Muppet
babies.
To play in the background while you're lucid dreaming.
What? Muppet babies. Muppet babies will make your dreams come true.
I wonder if that's part of it.
The song.
Yeah.
You're all fired from life.
Why? What did we do?
I think because we're part of this conversation.
Sean's the one that was saying crazy shit.
He was.
You know, it's comments like that that got him kicked off our pub trivia night.
Yeah, I like it, right?
Yeah.
It's a good joke, right? Did you like that joke?
I don't remember that.
It was from a comic I made later yesterday.
A what?
I
was so in-jokey that nobody got it but Ryan.
Well, because he made it just for me.
Yeah.
Nothing.
That's what you say. Nothing. Fine. I got to play some slide guitar this week.
Got to play, or you just did it?
I had to record it. So.
Record it for what?
Music.
Recording for music.
Music.
What? Okay.
An album.
Is it an album of...
Music. I'm not sure what you want me to tell you here, Mike. It's an album of songs, a collection of songs. Normally referred to as an album. I guess it could be called an LP if we put it out on vinyl. But anyway. It's a project that got put on hold for a while, that got started a while back, and then we finally got back to it, and we're about to finish it up.
Who's we?
Me and my friend Brian, who have been working together musically since, I was 11. But this is a... I don't know what you call this. I mean, this was a bunch of stuff we wrote about 20 years ago. 24 years ago, I guess. Early 90s stuff. Back when we had to work with, like, four-track machines and stuff like that. And we never had, like, really good final recordings of any of that stuff. So as a sort of in-between project to keep us working, keep in mind this was, like, a year or two ago, when we both had kind of a gap in our music working schedule things, we just decided to do proper versions of these, you know, and started working on them, and then we got busy and put it on hold for a while, and now we're finishing up. But on one of the songs was very heavily Flaming Lips inspired. So it's got slide guitar in it, so I was pretty... Say what?
The band?
Yeah. It was inspired by actual Lips on Fire. Yeah. It was...
That would be terrifying.
Yeah.
Let's talk more about that.
I never thought about that. Yeah.
Your lips are on fire.
But just your lips, nothing else. The fire never spreads.
Still don't know who started the fire on my lips.
Did they try to fight it? I don't remember the in-between lyric there.
Mike and I are going to go see Mr. Science Theater 3000 live tomorrow.
Oh yeah.
Mike's really excited. I can see it in the background from here.
Of course I'm excited.
That's going to be on fire. What are they showing? Is it just one of their live sketch things? Like
live sketch things?
Where they do a bunch of shorts at first, and then they do a main thing, and then they...
No, they just do a show. It's like an episode of the show.
Okay.
But interestingly, it's not one of the new episodes from this season.
Well, no, they don't do an episode from the season. They just the format is the same as the show.
Right.
Is what
but I'm they're
saying.
They're riffing on a movie that they are not recording as an episode.
The last time they did that too. They don't do any of the ones that they've done on TV.
But they do release these live ones sometimes.
That's Riff Trash.
That's Riff Trash does that.
Oh, right. Sorry. You said MST3K.
Yeah, there'll be puppets.
Gotcha.
There will be puppets.
I'm less excited for you than if it was Riff Tracks, but still excited for you.
What?
Yeah.
What? That is a strange statement.
Well, because I found that when it comes to these like format of people making fun of stuff,
uh-huh.
I actually just liked the people that did it at the time as opposed to the actual format itself.
Well... Interesting.
Yeah, I mean,
kind of like my thoughts on an expanded Star Wars universe. I don't really care about the rest of it. You know, like I just like the core things that I liked. Like that's why I'm less excited. I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying that.
Be my favorite thing.
Say what?
Bill Corbett is still a strong point of the Riff Tracks now, but yes,
he doesn't like bro.
I mean, I was majorly jarred in the transition from Joel to Mike. Back in the day?
Sure. A lot of people were.
And I, for a long time, I was a hardcore Bring Back Joel person. But once I got used to Mike, I actually really liked Mike. So
I like Mike, too.
I think it was just the fact that I was kind of shaken up by the change.
I like the new guys.
I like John.
John is fine.
John I don't care about. I like new Tom Servo a lot.
I'm not crazy about
And I love New Crow.
New Crow's pretty good.
New Crow is great. He does that Morgan Freeman impression.
I saw one of the new people was on one of the recent Riff Track Lives that they, you know, that they release or whatever. I can't remember whether
they cross over all the time now because they know it's mutually beneficial to do so.
And I don't know whether it was Crow or Servo, the new one. I don't know which one it was, but it was one of them. And I mean, he was all right, but he wouldn't like. I don't know. It's like
on the tour, though. On the tour, like because the comedian that does Servo doesn't go on tour; they get a different Servo.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
And last time, I think it was a different Crow too. I don't remember.
What are we paying for?
I know.
Yeah.
Did Joel go on tour with him?
Yeah, Joel's part of it.
It's like, okay, you know in the Riff Tracks when they do the Riff Tracks where they have all the guest people with them? Like,
yeah.
Like the Mary Jo and the other lady that are that do some of the Riff Tracks and by themselves. And then they'll have, like, just a whole bunch of other people, Paul Tompkins and stuff like that, I think, you know?
Yeah.
I find those less funny than I do just watching the three core Riff Tracks guys.
I agree with that.
And that's sort of, when I start watching those, that sort of crystallized it for me, that I was like, oh, it's actually these particular, this group of people that I like.
Although, when I saw the reunion show, Frank and Trace together were hilarious.
They killed it, dude. That was so good. That was the best part.
And I would love to go see them on tour, because they really killed it.
But
they were hilarious.
We saw it together.
Memories.
To each other, holding hands.
For the MST stuff, they have Jonah and Joel and the bots and Cynthia, who is the clone of Mary Jo.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Wait, is that not the same lady?
No.
No, it's not.
It's just a woman that looks like her.
That's crazy. Hey, what? Oh, I had no idea. Did you watch Steven Universe? You know that Joel's on that?
No, no.
I did know that.
I was blown away.
What? Did you have a reaction gif?
You have a Sean reaction gif?
Sean Moji.
Rob Schraub is directing the newest season that comes out in like a week.
Of
Mystery Science Theater.
The Gauntlet.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Rob Schraub's funny.
Yeah.
Your face is funny.
He's kind of the perfect person for that.
He has a funny name, too. Oh, that's the other thing I don't get about the Dark Materials books. He really, really likes people to say people's entire names. Like, it'd be like if I walked around just saying, "Hi, Mike Norton. How are you doing, Mike Norton?"
Well, there are people that do that.
If you're trying to hit a word count for your book.
Oh, I didn't even think of that.
Every little bit matters.
Usually that really fucking bugs me, but I don't remember that.
Yeah, and it's just everybody. Well, not everybody. That's the other thing, is it's inconsistent on top of it.
It's mainly in comic books. In comic books, when they say everyone's name all the time, I'm like,
Well, what's wrong, Sean Dove?
This episode, more than any other episode, is going to end in a fight, or at least it feels like it.
I think you want it to be a fight.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
You're the only one talking about fights, man.
Yeah, I think it's Ryan. Ryan wants to fight.
Let's break your face!
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my gosh, what was that?
I said break it down! okay, well, hey, Mike, you want to talk about any, weirdo movies you watched?
No.
Okay. Well, you don't have to. I was just going to say. Did you know they made a Wreck 4?
No, I did not know. I didn't see 3, though. I heard 3 wasn't good, so I didn't watch it.
I think 3 was the one at the wedding?
Yeah, 3 is the wedding one.
It's where they start off with the premise, or with the conceit of the whole video camera thing again.
And then they go away from it?
Yeah, then they break from that entirely and it becomes a regular movie. Which I actually thought it wasn't too bad, if I remember correctly.
Maybe I'll try it.
I didn't know they made a 4, and I guess that came out a couple years ago. And 4 was... 4 is actually almost a direct sequel to the first one. It's got the same reporter that was in the building with the firemen and all that. And she...
Is she possessed?
Well, they explain that. That whole scene from the end of the first one with the skeletal lady putting the thing in her throat or whatever.
Yeah, well, it's still in 2, too. She's still possessed in 2.
I don't remember 2 that well, for some reason.
She's up there. She's still up there in 2.
Is it still in the same building, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I don't remember 2 all that well. So, okay, I guess actually 4 is a direct sequel to 2. And apparently 3 was happening at the same time as 1 and 2. If that makes any sense.
No, it does.
So... 4 pretty much picks up from 2, though, or, yeah, I guess 2, though, with the ending of 2, okay, where the cops come in and they rescue her or whatever. Yeah, anyway, I, like I said, I don't remember 2 that well for some reason. But 4 wasn't bad. It all takes place on a tanker out in the ocean. And there's
basically a tanker.
So they were able to, you know, recreate that closed in apartment building kind of feel again, but not have to do the same thing over. Yeah. And I enjoyed it though. It was pretty good. I don't remember the American versions all that well. I think I saw 2 of those.
I didn't watch them. Oh, so there's a quarantine too?
Yeah, I think so, because it's outside of the building. I remember there was like a facility or something involved.
Mm.
Something about climbing through a sewer tunnel or something. I don't remember.
What's the point? Because it was so shot by shot.
Yeah, that's. I mean, I saw the trailer and it had scenes from the movie. I was like, I don't really care.
Yeah, the first one, yeah, it was weird in that it was sort of just a straight clone or carbon copy or whatever. It's like, why didn't they just dub the original and release it or something? If they needed it for an American audience, you know? Like, but they at least made one sequel to that, and I don't remember. I just don't remember them very well. So.
You know that deep face technology where they can, like, replace a face?
Oh, yeah, sure.
They can move face off?
No, yeah. like those Audrey Hepburn commercials.
Face.
Yeah, it's like an AI technology that they can like swap photos of a face onto another person's face. But for American remakes, they should just take the original movie, add in like the new American actor you're comfortable with on top of the other actor, and then just dub it.
Don't give them ideas.
I'm listening.
That's not a terrible idea, because then you could replace the mouth movements to actually match the dialogue and stuff.
Yeah.
Didn't Gus Van Sant do that for his Psycho remake? Nice. Threw Mitch Macy in there?
The question is, has it gotten a lot better since Tron 2? Because I don't want a whole movie of fake Jeff Bridges.
That's not the same technology.
Tron 2?
Okay.
Deepfakes is a very different tech.
I know we've talked about this before.
Yeah, dumbass.
I know we've talked about this before. All
right.
But that shot-for-shot remake of Psycho.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll break your face!
Why is he doing that?
I don't know what that is.
It's shot for shot, right?
Yeah. Except for
Why is there a scene where she says specifically, I have to go back and get my Walkman? Why is that part of that movie?
I don't remember that being in there. When I rewatched it.
It's in there.
So he paid so much money for that?
Because I remember watching it and going, that's weird. That never comes up again. So it's not part of the story.
Well, that's always what Hitchcock wanted in his film. Norman Bates masturbating and the Walkman scene.
But also, side note, that remake is fucking gorgeous.
Is it?
It is a good-looking film.
It's so beautiful.
I don't know if I ever noticed that stuff, because I'm dumb.
I took so many screenshots when I was watching it, like, 2 months ago.
Where did you take them?
Yeah, where did you?
Did you take them out there?
Yeah, I think you did.
Oh, yeah. I just got a window.
Did you take them out the note?
That's another movie I remember seeing, but I don't really remember anything about it.
I saw it in the theater, and I remember them making a big deal about how it's shot for shot, blah, 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 blah. And I was watching it, and I was like, why is she talking about her walk?
Well, okay. Oh, yeah, and speaking of remakes, I had mentioned I watched the original Stepford Wives last week, I think, when we were talking.
Yeah.
I went ahead because I had forgotten I made a remake of that until I think Addison reminded me. Or Jonathan, one of the people. But so I went ahead and watched the remake with Nicole Kidman and Matthew Broderick in it.
I've seen part of that. That's more of a comedy.
I forgot Matthew Broderick was in it.
Yeah. And Bette Midler is also in it.
Yeah, it's more of a comedy, isn't it?
Yeah, they did that thing that they do so much with remakes from like late 90s on, and they just treated it like we're so much better than this, so we're going to make fun of it now kind of thing. It's just really like... There's no scare factor in this movie at all, like creep factor or anything, you know? It's just straight up like comedy. But
it's just weirdly unsettling, though.
And then they totally defang the story at the end by giving it a more or less happy ending. Like, it's kind of a messy movie, you know?
I wonder what the hell the ending was. I know that there's multiple endings, though.
Well, in what I watched, they did the ending from the original movie with the shopping scene, and then you see the reveal of the
yeah.
The new and improved version of Nicole Kidman. Yeah. And then, but then they cut from that and go to a 6 months later kind of thing.
6 months later.
And then Glenn Close, who is, you know, the bad guy in the movie, really, she winds up getting her comeuppance, you know, like, and then everybody else is comically made to, you know, pay for, all the husbands are made to pay for doing what they did kind of thing, you know.
Oh, they're going to pay.
But they also did. They also took away all the scare factor by making it so that nobody was actually killed in this movie, except for Glenn Close. But
yeah,
like they didn't replace them with robots. They put chips in their brains to control their thoughts. Like that is not the same thing as killing somebody and replacing them with a robot. You know, it's like I don't know, man. It's just I'm trying to decide if I would like the movie if it was something of its own. Like, if I didn't have anything to compare it to, but even comparing it to the first one, it's not that... It's filmed a lot nicer, I think, than the first one.
The remake isn't very good.
But it's...
It's just really weird.
I can't help but compare it to my reaction to the first movie. My, you know, the creepy factor to it and stuff like that. Like,
I rewatched it a little while back, but... did anybody ever see the Bewitched movie?
No. I could. I watched part. I started watching it, and I was like, "I do not understand what this is trying to be."
I kind of like it.
I did not.
Was that 2000s too?
Because it was about the TV show.
So they're revamping the TV show.
Right, but she's actually her.
No, she's like a real witch.
Yeah, I didn't get it.
And then she gets hired to be in the new TV show
as the character.
As the character.
Yeah. Kind of like that.
So that was also Nicole Kidman, right?
Yeah.
Huh.
Am I right? Will Ferrell in that?
Yeah, he's the douchey guy.
So when I look up Bewitched on Amazon, and I get past a couple of entries of like the TV show and the movie, it recommends a book called Dark Witch and Creamy.
What?
Based on your purchase history.
Whoa.
It's the Bewitched by Chocolate Mysteries Book 1.
What?
Dark Witch and Creamy. Oh, and Book 3 is called Witch Summer Night's Cream.
Oh. Oh, no.
Wow.
Hey, when they change actors on Bewitched, the TV show,
oh, yeah.
The same character?
Yes.
He's getting married to some other
Darren character. Number two.
Yep.
Oh, they're both Darrens.
Yep.
I think growing up, I was more of an ideal
Me too.
Say what?
We were both more into I Dream of Jeannie.
Oh. I like them both.
I just like the animated intro to both, and then it was always a bummer when they weren't cartoons.
That's a good point.
So you would have preferred an entirely animated version of both of them?
Of course.
I wonder why they never did that.
I think Genie may have had it.
Oh, was there an I Dream of Genie cartoon?
I don't know. I feel like it might have been.
Huh. Interesting. I Dream of Genie, I think, doesn't... To me, that's a show that doesn't hold up as well as Bewitched, like as an adult.
It's virtually the same show.
Very much so the same show.
They're not, though. Have you watched either one of them recently? Like,
yeah, no, I haven't watched them recently, but it's the same show. Don't tell me it's not.
They're not really the same show.
They were married?
In Bewitched, definitely.
Eventually.
Eventually.
Yeah.
Did he know she was a witch when they got married?
Yes.
No.
No.
Bewitched?
No. She revealed it after they were married.
Yeah. Oh. So, I mean, there's some definite key points to the story that's different. But
the key point is it's a guy who doesn't want his wife to do magic so that people will know that she's a genie witch.
Well, that's the other key point.
That's the whole point of it.
Samantha's empowered, whereas genie is subservient. It's a bit of a...
Well, and also in Bewitched, it's not that he wants anybody to find out she's a witch. He's just creeped out by the fact.
No, he does not want anybody. Like, the entire first, like, three seasons of Bewitched was the boss coming over for dinner and him trying to hide the magic and Dora trying to fuck it up.
Right,
but Dora wanted to be out of the closet.
He's also personally creeped out by it.
Like, that also gave me a really weird impression as to how many times a boss comes over for dinner.
Yeah.
Oh, and how nosy they were, too.
Right, like, it's like never want to go to
if
work.
They, yeah, they came over, and then they always ask him these questions, and if there's something going on, they're, like, snooping. It's like, fuck you, stay out of my kitchen. I told you something's going on in there.
I'm going to tell HR about you.
Fuck you, stay out of my kitchen.
But that's the thing. That wouldn't happen today.
That's a better title for a TV show.
Fuck you, stay out of my kitchen.
Well, now they're just looking at your Instagram and spying on your shit.
Oh, that's true.
Motherfucker had a steak last night?
Your wife's a witch. You know how I can tell? She tagged herself in that photo.
It says witch right here.
Taking her dog fly. Hashtag witch life.
Oh, yeah.
What did Darren do?
He was an advertiser.
He was an advertiser? You see, like, so...
Genie guy was the astronaut.
He had the cooler job.
Genie, yeah, he worked at Cocoa Beach?
Rockets?
Genie Darren was the cooler job.
Yeah, and the whole thing...
No,
it
wasn't Darren and
what
Genie.
What was his name?
I don't know.
He was...
Roger. No, Roger was the buddy.
He was,
Well, crap, what the hell was his name?
Major Nelson.
Tony Nelson. That's what it was.
Tony Ballone.
Major Nelson, was it?
Yeah.
His first name was Tony?
Yeah.
That guy is that's a major Nelson.
I think his name was Anthony. Master.
His name was Anthony, but it was Tony.
Serbian, what?
I will give you that both shows did have the same actor playing their twin sisters showing up a lot.
Oh, really? You don't think that they were fucking the same show?
They're not, though. That's like saying the Ramones and the Riverdales are the same band.
That yes. No, it's... What? Shut up! don't encourage this guy over here, Craig.
Is this going to end in a fight?
They both have... Regardless of the origins of each show, they were contemporaries, and they were clearly looking at each other for plot ideas, right?
One would make the same episode. Were they on at the same time? Were they made by the same studio? I got the impression they were just made by the same company.
Oh, maybe they were.
Weren't they both View... What was that company? Filmation, weren't they both? No, not Filmation.
Filmation?
Not Filmation.
Wasn't it Rankin Bass and they made...
I think both of them made the... it was that one with that sort of atomic-looking logo?
Bewitched is 1964, Ajin Dreamy 1965.
Were they on at the same time?
It's NBC versus ABC.
Oh, wow. Really?
I bet people were murdered.
Holy shit.
They had writers fighting in the streets.
Yeah. People taking microfish.
Yeah.
Is that just really tiny fish?
Yeah.
Hmm.
That's how they lost to Darren.
Somebody at NBC was like,
they just never found the first one.
Darren was only the first casualty of that war.
Somebody at NBC was like, you know what? That Bewitched show is great. But what if she was more subservient and wore, had all just midriff outfits?
Don't you hate how
that lady makes
that's
decisions?
That's ABC.
Yeah.
And you know,
you don't want her to think for herself, really, do you?
You know what's way cooler? Astronauts.
Was Bewitched progressive?
They did have our number on that one.
No, neither of them were progressive.
Wasn't Samantha kind of in charge of Bewitched?
Not really, no.
That's why the movie's so good. It's all about progressiveness of subverting all that shit.
But Samantha could turn Darren into a fish or something.
But she wanted to...
She wanted to please her.
Because that's not how you do
that's
that.
That's the whole thing.
Problem,
right? That's Adora's whole problem. It's like, you are too not progressive.
You're not witchy enough.
Yeah.
I think. Anyway, I still like them both, so whatever.
Welcome to our new 10-part podcast.
Trying to remember things.
Bewitched. I dream of Bewitched.
Beep, 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 beep.
That's always trying to get me to do new podcasts.
Bewitched Minute.
Hmm.
You were wanting me. You wanted to do. You still want to do like what movie commentaries?
I just thought it'd be some way to do something different for us. I mean, it's not different in the general sense of things. thought we could expand our horizons a little, you know, focus on something that's more than just us talking, which is still us talking, but...
That's it, yeah, that is...
I mean, I'm not against it, but it'd just be, I don't, you'd have to
Mike,
figure
you
out
so
the logistics
consider
of
wearing
that.
Something that shows off your midriff a little bit more.
I consider it every day, and that's why I don't.
Bill Spector makes a cameo in the third season of Genie.
Huh.
Yeah,
great news.
Slaps her around.
Is he back by a wall of sound?
Yeah.
Also the monkeys.
Wait a minute, the monkeys were in Genie?
Monkeys were in that dream Genie?
I think so.
I wonder who had the better cameos.
Crank explodes for not... He didn't know that, so now he's upset.
I don't... Is that true?
Start the fight.
Wait, I'm gonna start something. I'm sorry.
A monkey.
There were several of those. I guarantee you. There was more than one appearance by a monkey on both of those shows.
Both of those shows. They clearly, each of them turned their respective Darrens.
Oh, yes. Most definitely.
Yeah. Okay, I'm sorry about that. They both referenced each other in two different episodes.
Honey, I said I wanted to see the monkeys, not be a monkey.
Huh. Well, that's a heck of a thing. So, anyway. All right, then. Well, that was exciting.
Who knows?
That was an exciting show.
Which started in black and white. The Idea of Gene was always in color, right?
No, I think it was in black and white as well.
Yeah, the first season, or at least the first half season, was in black and white.
Yeah.
I never mind.
That would have been an amazing transition. She just, like, wiggles her nose, and then it goes to color. Blows people's minds.
Yeah, yeah.
Holy shit, this show is awesome!
Man, can you imagine just that whole thing? Like, the first time you got to see something in color, like, projected on TV or whatever? Like, I guess on TV, because you would have already seen it in the movies by then. But... to be like sitting there in your living room and all of a sudden like you get a new TV in there and like everything's in color all of a sudden, you know.
But there was like a large period of transition, right, where some things were cheaper so they were shot in black and white and some were shot in color.
Right, yeah.
I mean, because it was like a numbers game as to how many people had color TVs still.
Also, think how long people had black and white TV. We had black and white TVs in our fucking house.
I had them,
through the 80s.
Oh yeah.
Like half of our TV... we had one color TV, and I think the rest were all black and white.
Yeah. I mean, we still had them all up
there. And up to a point, you're like, I just thought that this was in black and white. I never knew that this show was in color.
It's like if I came over now and you had one flat screen and then a bunch of CRTs.
What do people do still?
I think most people got rid of their CRTs.
I have one in my basement.
I have one in my bedroom, but that's just because it was one of those, it was a special design CRT.
That's your special TV.
Is it the one that's got a VCR built in?
No, it's an early...
A lot of VCR built-in ones.
It's an early 2000s Magnavox. It's shaped like a big red sphere with a drop-down clear red visor.
What? Do you have a race car bed?
No.
Yeah, the interesting... So, like, the transition from CRTs to flat panels didn't really have an accompanying transition or accompanying increase in resolution, right? Like the HD thing came like kind of way after.
Wait, I mean, there are still places that are broadcasting in 480. So.
Sure.
Because you can.
I just mean like so to go from black and white to color.
Yeah.
You had to triple the scan line of.
Well, in between the transition of like CRTs to flat screens, there's like a whole bunch of like media other things because like the difference between color to or black and white to color was pretty easy. I feel like. And then the other one was like trying to tell people that 4:3 wasn't the aspect ratio that they should be thinking.
Well, yeah, so I mean like there's the
other things, and then it's like, no, you should switch from DVDs to or
I just need
VHS
black and white,
to DVD to Blu-ray.
Black and white persisted for so long because color was so expensive.
Right.
And color was so expensive because it was technically three times the challenge, right? You had to with precision illuminate three dots with an electron gun, thank you. Whereas before you only had to do one. Versus, you know, like going to a flat screen, like, oh, well, you could
see the same thing on the flat screen as the monitor in the same resolution. There wasn't like that kind of transition always driving.
I think the thing that fucked with people too is there was like so many different variations of flat screen technology. Mm-hmm.
But like that didn't hinder adoption is the thing, right? You would think with more variations of it that it would be a slower transition from CRT to flat screen because nobody knew what there was no clarity in the market.
You're saying it was easier or harder?
From picture two to from CRT to flat screen?
Yeah.
It happened way quicker.
Oh yeah, then the adoption of black and white.
The black and white to color?
Yeah, well there was again you're saying there was a monetary component to that. Things were so much cheaper.
That's what I'm saying. It's like more than anything else, it's the monetary thing that color was so much more expensive than black and white. It kept people held on to their black and white sets way longer than they held on to, say, their VCRs because the cost of moving to DVD was comparatively.
Right. I mean, for your average family, the jump, you know, it wasn't worth paying the extra $1,200 or some shit like that, you know, for a color TV. Yeah. Whatever the money was. I mean, it was a lot in those days' terms for sure, you know.
Even though the returns on it were way more obvious, right? Yeah. Like the returns from going to black and white and color, we probably haven't seen anything.
That was a much more compelling change.
The transition period was because I feel like they're still probably comparable, but I don't know.
Well, again, like Sean said, I mean, there were still plenty of families that had black and white TVs all into the 80s. You know, at least most of them.
Also, watching that shit into the 90s easily.
Yeah.
And you know, even new TVs being made, like with the introduction of like portables and stuff like that, they're always black and white for the most part, unless you got the really expensive ones. Yeah.
I mean, the prices went down a lot quicker on everything.
Well, yeah. I mean, by the time we hit...
to the odds, so...
Because I bought my first LCD screen in 2002, I think. And that was a little 19-inch 4x3 LCD screen for $600 or $700, you know?
Did you get a flat screen TV first or a flat screen monitor first?
Monitor. When I bought the monitor, I don't even think they might have had some out, but they weren't really in production yet, like the TVs.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you had plasmas by then, but...
I think that's the other thing, is that, like, people adopted their computer screens a lot quicker than the other things, which I think made the transition easier to, like, conceptually handle.
What was that? It was an iMac.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I guess actually technically my first LCD screen was my laptop. Sorry. The first external LCD screen that I bought was in 2002 or 2003. But anyway.
Brian wants the baseball minute.
No, I don't. There's nothing to say. It's been off season.
Oh, poor little guy. Well.
The Marlins signed... Cuban defecting brothers Victor Mesa Jr. and Victor Mesa.
They are now
on the same team.
They're actually brothers?
Yeah, they're brothers. One's named Victor Mesa Jr., the other's named Victor Mesa.
Why wouldn't they both be Victor Mesa Jr.?
Why wouldn't they both be Victor Mesa Jr.?
Yeah, why wouldn't they be Victor Mesa and Victor Mesa?
What's the vector, Victor?
It's like Luigi Mario or Mario Mario.
Yeah,
right.
It's very confusing. I'm pretty excited they're on the same team.
That ought to make announcing stuff weird.
That's going to make it great.
A couple weeks ago, the Detroit Lions traded for a player named Snacks Harrison.
Snacks?
Snacks.
Yeah, Snacks on Snacks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you mentioned that one. I remember.
These baseball players, their names are getting pretty weird.
That's football. The Green Bay Packers. The huge blow to the Green Bay Packers. They had Equanimeous St. Brown and Ha Ha Clinton Dix on one team. They traded Ha Ha Clinton Dix, unfortunately. So he's no longer. They don't have the two best names in football.
Dix.
So huge blows. Huge blow of losing Ha Ha Clinton Dix.
Huh. That's a sad day for that team.
Baseball minute.
Baseball minute.
There you go.
Well, all right then. Thanks, Ryan.
No problem. Did I ever tell you that there's a baseball player named Rugnid Odor?
That's somebody from Game of Thrones, isn't it?
Did I ever tell you that Rogue Ned Odor's younger brother is also named Rogue Ned Odor?
Oh, it must be like a Foreman type family.
Did I also tell you that Rogue Ned Odor's younger brother, Rogue Ned Odor, is in the minor leagues, and he got in trouble for hazing because they held down and jerked off another player.
Cool.
It was a form of hazing.
How did he not get kicked off the team?
That's
and
or arrested.
Which is the craziest thing to do to somebody as like a I'll stand around and laugh while you're hazing this person.
That's sexual assault.
Yeah, it was. It was. It was. That, it happened a couple years ago.
That is not a very stand-up guy.
Yeah, I don't know if I like either of the Rogue Ned Odors, but the younger one seems to be the craziest.
He's a real man.
Yeah.
Odors.
Odors.
Okay then.
Hi, Crank.
So that kind of creeped me out. Thanks. Okay.
Did you know that the batter Chris Davis just hit 247 for the year? Was his batting average? And it is the third consecutive year that he's hit exactly 247, which statistically is like extremely hard to calculate how improbable that is.
Sounds to me like he's
600 plus times and hit 247. He's done it 3 years in a row.
Sounds to me like a fix is in there somewhere.
It's crazy. That is crazy. That consistency.
He's juicing.
Oh, no, it's not a good batting average.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe he's just...
It's wildly consistent.
Maybe after he hits that number, he just stops hitting them.
Yeah.
No, this was like down to the end of the year.
The sad part is he's been trying so hard every year.
It's crazy. Nothing like this in the history of baseball has even come close to happening.
And that's what he gets known for, being a 247.
247, 247, 247.
The just the most consistent mediocre.
I saw someone online got a tattoo of 247, 247, 247 because he
won't regret that ever.
So blown away by, well, it's never going to happen again. But
there's always next year.
But it was really
that would be incredible. Oh, wait, did he retire?
No.
Imagine the person who's like, oh, what does this tattoo mean? Well, I'm a really big baseball fan.
Yeah, and he would just, say it was a billion to one odds that somebody would ever do this.
And that meant so much to him.
Yeah. Well, he's a fan of the team that the guy plays for. I don't know. I thought it was pretty great. It's a really, really weird fucking thing.
This guy is Ryan Brown.
Right cheek.
No, that's a full back tap.
Ryan, I love the idea.
Okay.
Do you understand how insane that is?
Yeah, I do.
That's three decimal points.
What happens if he gets a
that's
fourth year in a row?
That's crazy. Yeah. I don't
know. Like, the universe just implodes.
I don't know.
That's how we end.
It is.
Not with a bang, but with a
147. 47.
Wow.
It is totally
that's
really
from beyond heaven.
So, anyway, that was your baseball minute.
That's my baseball 5 minutes. 10 minutes.
That's pretty. That's a solid one, though.
Hey, Grant, I got a new one for you. Compliments of my friend Scott R. Miller.
Oh, no.
Is this another Jeff Foxworthy joke?
It's another sci-fi and horror Jeff Foxworthy.
All right, well, hold on. Let's fire up the Siri so we can have it
told to us
in the proper way.
Really?
You do it to yourself.
imagine Ewan McGregor's Obi-Wan saying that.
This joke has not been vetted by anybody else in the room, so none of us know what's coming next.
All right, yeah. So it's like an adventure then.
It's a material brought to me by Scott R. Miller.
Who was a king among men.
Yeah.
Wait, let me go.
If your point of origin happens to be a black lagoon... Maybe you might be the creature from the Black Lagoon.
<That's so bad. laughs>
It's the little.
I'm not sure that's guilt-worthy.
I'm listening to laughter here, and I've given like a solid hour of grade A Guy Fawkes material that everybody's just silent for.
Now, see, at least his was Fawkes-worthy.
Oh!
That's solid.
Oh! Oh! Oh!
I think. Turn off the podcast.
Crank wins. Fatality.
A freaking face!
Would you stop that?
What is that?
He's just been blurting that out like he's got Tourette's all day.
Maybe he's possessed.
I don't understand it. It's
well, you kept it on just a minute too long, Craig.
Well, all right then. Does anybody have stuff in stores this week? Do we have any email?
No.
No email? Okay. Oh, I do want to say there was a new Jackie Chan movie out.
What?
Oh, is that out already?
Well, it's listed as this year anyway. It's called Bleeding Steel.
Oh.
It's like a sci-fi kind of action
so
movie.
So there's another Jackie Chan movie out this year.
Yeah.
Didn't he already have one where he was like a old hitman?
Oh, I don't know.
He was not a hitman. Oh, also, Craig, I want to endorse...
Irish killed his daughter, so he's...
That's right.
I want to endorse...
So he was just Jack.
Overlord.
You saw it?
Yes.
Overlord?
I'm not trying to go this week, I think.
It was like reading an EC comic. It was like reading a Tales from the Crypt. I thought it was great.
It looks good.
What is Overlord?
It's a World War II set, but with like weird, crazy genre elements tossed in.
It's like the closest we'll get to a
Wolfenstein movie.
Wolfenstein movie that we're gonna get.
Is this the new J.J. Abrams thing? I don't know. That's what it says on Amazon.
He produced it. Yeah.
Okay.
Worth it. I thought it was worth it.
Oh, cool.
Give us 20 stars.
Out of how many? 5?
Whatever you want. Whatever you want to do.
I'll say this. It's gonna be a purchase.
It's
going to
be a purchase.
That doesn't mean a lot.
That doesn't mean
a lot. I've seen the stuff you buy.
There's a Constantine movie? Like a new one?
Oh, a new one?
I don't know. I guess it's new. They don't list a date on here on Amazon.
Is it Keanu Reeves?
Yeah, if Keanu Reeves, then.
Yeah, this isn't the Keanu Reeves one. Oh, okay, this is an animated Constantine. Sorry. All right. That makes more sense. Sorry. That came up when I was looking up the Overlord thing.
I wish this episode ended after that Guy Fawkes joke.
Yeah, well.
You just got Fawkes.
But, okay. And I'm looking at the comic list for this week just to see what's in stores. If anything's in stores, I don't know what's in stores.
Never.
So, while I'm doing that, I don't know. I saw a weird sort of Jaws ripoff called Up from the Depths.
Okay.
It might fit into your type of movie watching.
Anywhere close to Franken-Jaws?
Is it?
Franken-Jaws are pretty great.
Franken-Shark, not Franken-Jaws.
Franken-Jaws would have been such a better title.
I like how indignant I got about correcting
really
you on Franken-Shark.
About that shitty movie.
Calm the fuck down.
You're starting to take this a little seriously, man.
Well, how can I not when one of the actors liked all my reviews of it?
Who was in it?
This was Jeff Kirkendall, who was also in Project Declassified.
Huh.
Who is one of my favorite movies because it has... his name was Ron Rausch, but he plays this character, this old man samurai with a cowboy hat.
Yeah.
And there's like a solid 5-minute scene of him just swinging a samurai sword in slow motion.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
He's dead now, but...
What?
Wait, he liked all your tweets, though.
No, the other guy.
So, oh, that guy's dead?
Yeah.
Oh.
He's also Shadow Tracker, Vampire Hunter.
Again, this
should
have ended.
Shadow Tracker is the Wolfenstein movie that we never got.
Yeah.
Huh, DC Comics has a comic book out now named after a T-Rex album.
What?
It's called Electric Warriors?
DC Comics?
That's an old comic.
Oh, it's also
the original one. Jim Bakey drew it.
It's also an old T-Rex album.
That's probably where it came from. It's made by British people. Well, it was originally, but...
Huh. This is Steve Orlando and Trevor Foreman. Huh. Looks like a future timeline comic.
Well, it's about a robot cop in the first one, I think.
Oh, this is a team book.
Yeah. He was a robotic cop, I think, in the first one.
Huh.
Almost a robocop?
Yep. Yeah.
Would he be an electric lawyer?
Yeah, that's the name of it.
Yeah. I don't under... Okay, anyway. Whoa, there's a Rainbow Bright comic out.
The covers for that book are very good.
Are very what?
Very good.
Geed.
Geed.
He does the covers.
There's a bunch of different people. They're all very
good. Issue 2's covers are Paulina Ganosho and Tony Fleece.
Tony Fleece.
About
Tony did a Battle Pug cover.
And those two are people who you would expect actually to be very appropriate for a Rainbow Bright cover. Mm. So.
Yeah. I don't know how he's not going to get fired for this Battle Pug cover.
Oh, yeah?
You're going
to
fire him?
Well, no, just...
I mean,
I feel like that was supposed to be a compliment. But
yeah, I mean, you'd be the one that would fire him, right?
I saw that cover. I know what you're talking about. Let's not call attention to it.
Okay. Anyway. Man, G.I. Joe is still going.
Real American hero, man.
Who's a real American hero?
Anybody watching that Netflix She-Ra?
Shut up.
I flipped it on, but I haven't been able to watch it yet.
It was cute.
Yeah, I'm out.
It was cute.
Super good performances. I was really shocked. I thought, like, going and looking through, there would have been, like, people who had done tons of voice acting. And it was all just a bunch of people who had done mostly, you know, acting. Full body acting.
Full body acting.
And then they've done like one Disney like cartoon or whatever.
I like that kid from Blackish.
Mm-hmm.
He's good.
Huh.
I was really surprised how well like a bunch of actors adapted to the role of doing voice acting because it's top notch.
Right on. This has nothing to do with us, but it looks interesting. It's a number one from Image called Bitter Root with Sanford Green on it.
Oh, yeah.
And that looks pretty good.
I really want to know what that's about. I guess I'll have to read it.
Well, it says it's set in the 20s in Harlem Renaissance. Or the Harlem Renaissance is in full swing, and only the Sangiri family can save New York and the world from supernatural forces threatening to destroy humanity. But it's so it looks like a, you know... Monster Hunters in the 20s kind of thing. But it looks pretty cool. And, sorry, still going. Mage is almost finally finished. Issue 13's out this week.
Wow. He did it.
Well, you know, it's probably nice to have a kind of put a closure to it or whatever, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Did they not... I've never read it. So did it end just with a cliffhanger all those years ago?
No, it didn't end with a cliffhanger, but...
Was it like Stray Bullets where it just stopped for like 5 or 10 years?
No, the first one had a definite ending.
I mean, each of the volumes kind of wrapped itself up, didn't it?
Frank?
What?
Yeah.
Sorry, what?
Frank smiling?
I don't know what you're saying. I can't hear you because...
Oh, I said each of the volumes, I mean, was a story to itself, right? I mean, they weren't all open-ended. Like,
the second one was more open-ended than the first one. But.
Oh. I'm trying to, it's because, it, you know, I mean, it's actually been a while since I've read those. I should put those on my list and read those again. I think I still got the trades floating around somewhere. From Oni Press, Shadow Roads number 5. It's set in the Sixth Gun universe. And I lettered it, just so you know.
Yeah.
That's in stores today. So if you're looking for some of that, you know, bun hurt action, it's actually drawn by somebody else.
Bun hurt?
Oh, yeah, that probably, I shouldn't have said that.
Yeah, really. Excuse me?
That's Cullen Bunn and Brian Hurt. You know, and the artist is I guess a family team. It's AC Zamudio and Carlos Zamudio.
The Zamudios.
Oh, is it Victor Mesa? Victor Mesa?
Zamudio.
Something like that, I guess. I don't know. But yeah. Anyway. So issue five, I think it's issue five's the last. It was a mini series. So. That means we should be looking at a trade soon. Exciting.
Crank and I are working on the CTE2 comic, which updates on their website every other week for some reason.
Yeah, I haven't been real clear on when they've been updating that.
Yeah, it's every other week, one page. which is, you can just wait a while and then actually go there and read.
It's my favorite way to read comics.
Yeah.
But there's like three pages up right now, right?
We finished page 3 yesterday.
Okay. Did you get them corrected pages? Because that whole font thing kind of bugged me a little bit.
That font, my computer does not like the bold version.
That's weird.
It was really mad at me about it.
Sorry.
God, what the fuck?
You can't do anything quiet.
What the hell?
Right in your face.
God, I was just about to put my pen on the page.
Sorry. Huh. Hey. Sadly, that's not even exaggerated. That's just how it speaks.
Hey, this is kind of interesting. From Titan Comics, they're doing a continuation of the video game Life is Strange.
Oh, yeah. I think I heard about that somewhere.
And I'm not familiar with the team working on it, but I just think that's kind of an interesting concept because I thought that was kind of a cool game.
There's more of it you can play.
Yeah, it was the second one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, was there?
No, third.
I never played anything on the third. Keep getting asked. Mr. Something Fantastic or something?
Mr. Fucking Fantastic.
I didn't know they did more of those. I will look that up then. Thanks for the heads up. So, okay.
Oh, I also saw Bohemian Rhapsody.
What's that?
I saw Bohemian Rhapsody. Has anybody else seen that?
Is that the new...
Brian Singer directed that movie until he started.
He half directed it.
That's the new biopic on Mercury, right?
So
yeah.
I heard it was really good, actually.
As far as biopics go, it was okay.
Yeah.
He did an incredible job as Mr. Merck.
The two Queen fans I know who went to go see it were really happy with it.
So wait, is it biopic or biopic?
It's biopic.
But do you say biography? No, I say biography.
I mean, it's a valid point.
Oh, yeah.
Do you say Peter Graves or Patter Graves?
I say I'm going to have to go to biology class. Biopic.
God, I wish I ended it. It only ended up right now, though.
Man, I'm having shades of that whole Venom thing now.
Point of origin is a test tube. You might be a sinner, right?
What? What?
Uh-oh.
I don't know. He just...
He's gone.
What's happened?
You don't know.
That one didn't even make any sense. All right, well.
If you got more metal in your face than a hardware store, you might be a Hellraiser.
How much metal does a hardware store have in its face?
I'm so confused.
Man, I wish this would have stopped after that one joke. Alright. So, I'm calling it. That's it. We're done.
Yeah, well, I'm upset with myself for not just hanging up.
I think Mike's getting peckish. He needs some lunch.
You listen to the crankhead.
And much like a typical SNL skit, we've gone too long. So.
It's still going. End it.
Oh, man. I wish we could end every episode of the Crankcast with a party where we're all standing on stage together.
With G.E. Smith playing in the back.
Yeah. G.E. Smith's been gone a long time.
Shut your mouth!
Just letting you know.
So loud. Oh, my God.
Okay. Well, you can reach us at crankcast.com, crankcast@gmail.com. Like, on Mike's website, is IHateMike.com. All these other people are on Twitter or something somewhere. And we'd like to thank y'all this week.
That's a great show, right?
Yeah, really good show.
Thanks for our special guests.
See you guys next week.
I'll break your face.
I do not like what this has become.
So you've all got to just picture us hugging now, I guess. See you. Oh, wait a minute. When is Grumble? Grumble's next week.
Why did you do that, asshole?
Because we needed it to be over.
Oh, no.
Oh, help me.
Is it back on?
Right.